What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And as I was starting to say before we hit the music for the station break, over this weekend on Sunday, the United States starts daylight savings time. Now, for the vast majority of you listeners in the U.S., this won't affect this show. But, of course, we do not have daylight savings time here in Hawaii because we're so close to the equator. And they do not have daylight savings time in Arizona. So if you're listening to this program from Arizona, it's going to actually be an hour earlier in the day than you're used to listening to it now. I actually do the show an hour earlier in the day, which helps free up my afternoons here. The problem with daylight savings time or summertime or whatever it's called is that it's not the same all over the world. Every country has a different day in which they kick in this summertime or daylight savings time. And if you go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, if you're listening to this show from outside the United States of America, go to the top of the page, whatreallyhappened.com, and in the announcements, there's a little link that goes to a page that shows you when you do go to daylight savings time. So just want to make sure that we don't lose any audience over all this confusion over daylight savings time here. All righty, getting out to the international news here. South Korea's president has been impeached. President Yoon Hee has been removed from office on Friday over this graft scandal that has been complicating things at a time of rising tensions with North Korea and China. And the president is actually refusing to vacate the official presidential residence at this point. And some of her supporters are out there doing violent protests the way Hillary's people were doing violent protests here. Two of them, unfortunately, have been killed. But this corrupt president has now been impeached, and one can only hope that it is the start of a global trend. Right, Mr. Poroshenko? Now, interestingly enough, an anonymous benefactor has donated $1 million to the New York Slimes to provide free news subscriptions to students. This is a desperate attempt to regain the propaganda high ground by starting to propagandize them younger and younger and younger. And remember, we were talking about a week ago about this plan to literally have a social studies indoctrination program for children as young as 4 years old, for the government to get to them and brainwash them before they have a chance to grow up and learn how to use computers and find out what's really going on. It is the mark of a truly desperate frame of mind. Apparently, the Republic Broadcasting website is still not visible up in Canada. I got an email from a listener up there. Facebook has announced a ban on conservative and pro-Trump news. And apparently, Facebook is admitting, this is it. We're not going to do that anymore. From now on, it's all Hillary all the time. And then they wonder why people are turning away from Facebook, going onto these other social media systems here. Twitter is now marking entire profiles as sensitive, trying to warn people away. Don't look at this Twitter feed. You might see something we don't want you to see. One of the new up-and-coming social media platforms, VK.com, seems to be having issues as well. I was unable to log in earlier today. Now, here's a little light moment. Over at Amazon, their number one bestseller right now is a book, Reasons to Vote for Democrats. And it's 266 pages of blank paper, and people are just buying it. They're snapping this one up. All righty. Now then, let's talk about Syria. Very complicated issue. A lot of people are very concerned about Trump is sending troops all over the world into all these trouble zones. Is he perpetuating the war policy of his predecessor, or is he really keeping his promise to actually go after ISIS? And I think we have a demonstration of the latter, because as you know, Trump sent forces to take Raqqa back from ISIS. The U.S. Marines went in there. ISIS didn't even wait. They split. They just left Raqqa. It's wide open, and they're taking it back over. And here's the key difference. Under Obama, when Obama said, we're going into Syria to get ISIS, what they actually bombed was Syrian infrastructure. Hospitals, petroleum resources, food storage centers, water treatment plants. Was always, oh, we mean well, we're after ISIS. We're sorry we're blowing up your country, but we're after ISIS. You know, but if Assad would go, then, you know, ISIS would go too, and we'll stop the bombing here. It appears Trump is actually going after ISIS, and ISIS knows it, and they are running. They are definitely, definitely running. Now, it would have been nice if Trump had actually made an arrangement with Assad to make this thing at least nominally legal, but it does appear that he is targeting ISIS for real, and ISIS is certainly acting like they know the former arrangement is now null and void. Remember, not too long ago, Trump ordered the CIA to stop all support for the U.S.-backed rebels fighting against Assad in Syria, which doesn't guarantee that the CIA actually did it, of course. Maybe the CIA rejected his order, and they're still supplying the rebels, and that's why Trump is going to say, all right, we're just going to go on in, scrape it all out, hand it back to the Syrian people. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, the Russian frigate Admiral Grigorovich is now on its way to Syria. Russia's maintaining a fleet of Russian warships near the Syrian coast in the Mediterranean Sea to sort of discourage anybody trying a land invasion from the ocean. And they're rotating ships in and out. And so the Grigorovich is now the latest one to go on down there. Now, Assad may have concerns about what Trump is doing to ISIS, or maybe he's going to shrug his shoulder and say no big deal, because he's got bigger worries. Syria has now gone to the United Nations and is demanding the Security Council force Turkey to withdraw its invading forces from Syria immediately. Obviously, Bashar al-Assad sees Erdogan as a far bigger problem than Donald Trump. And so they're going to take this to the UN chief and the Security Council and try and get Turkey to pull on back. And remember, we reported earlier in the week that the deployment of the U.S. forces in Syria seemed designed to create a wall, a buffer zone between some of those Turkish forces and the Syrians. To send a message to Turkey, thus far and no farther shall thou come. China is getting very, very nervous about the deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System, in part because it's very provocative, in part because U.S. missile systems have a bad habit of going in the wrong direction, as the British found out with that Trident a little while ago, and mostly because of the extreme instability within Korea, especially with the successful impeachment of South Korea's president. China is also very nervous about the deployment of B-52 bombers into the area. And they're warning that this risks a nuclear confrontation. Now, China, meanwhile, is kind of walking a thin edge between Saudi Arabia and Iran. China and Iran have been friends for a very, very long time. Saudi King Salman has been attempting to lure China away from supporting Iran and into supporting Saudi Arabia. It's likely to fail, given Iran's strategic, economic, and cultural advantages over Saudi Arabia. And obviously, Saudi Arabia is acting like another U.S. proxy, like they're doing down in Yemen, trying to sever Iran's support structure. Because the primary reason Iran has not yet been invaded and attacked is because both Russia and China have very strong relations with Iran. And war on Iran will mean an actual hot war with Russia and China. And that would be something that I think most sane people would like to avoid. So they're trying to lure China away. But Saudi Arabia doesn't have a whole heck of anything left to lure China with. Turning to the economic news, Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy again. We were talking earlier in the week about negotiations to try and revive Radio Shack, possible mergers. Apparently, their partnership with the Sprint Corporation has not worked out very well. And this gets right to the heart of my analysis of why Radio Shack is in such trouble. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Radio Shack. I loved building electronic things. I built radios. I built shortwave radios. I built metal detectors. I loved that stuff. And where would you go to get that? Well, there was, you know, if you wanted to do it by mail order, there was Lafayette and Heathkit. But if you wanted to just go and buy transistors and resistors and a piece, a printed circuit kit, make things, you went down to Radio Shack. And they did a really, really good business. And then all of a sudden, somebody made the decision, well, those techno weenies, it's too small a segment of the market. We want to appeal to a broader range of American consumers. And they abandoned their original customer base. They still had a few little trinkets on the back wall to remind everybody that they used to be Radio Shack, but the vast majority of the store was filled with the very same consumer electronics that were being sold in all the other stores. And they were pushing, they were acting as basically mall agents for the Sprint company. And they divided the market rather than capture it. And as cell phone usage plateaued, because they reached market saturation where everybody's already got one, they don't need to buy another one, Radio Shack got into trouble. When you have a successful business model, you should stick with it. Stick with what you know works for your business and don't let some MBA or CEO from the outside come on in and say, we can turn Radio Shack into this grand empire where everybody will come to us for microwave ovens and vacuum cleaners and so forth. It didn't work. It didn't work. Toward the end there, I did see Radio Shack try and bring some more educational building stuff in, but whoever was purchasing it didn't really understand building electronics, because you'd have some of what you needed to build something, but not all of it. And if you can't buy everything you need to build what you're going to build in that one location, you're not going to buy anything at all. That was probably one of their biggest mistakes in those final months there. Now, Westinghouse, which is now a division of Toshiba, has until the end of the month to decide if they're going to file for bankruptcy. Apparently, they're in serious trouble, and Japan's finance minister is saying, it's time to take a look at the books and see what's really going on here. Now, between the very unrealistic stock market euphoria and China's dumping of U.S. treasuries, more and more people are saying there's probably another recession on the way, or to be more accurate, a deepening of the recession we've all been living through since 2008. Because the reality is, when you push past all of the fraudulent claims made by the U.S. government and Wall Street about how great things are, you know this is a nation in serious economic harm. We have 90 million Americans willing and able to work who cannot find jobs, have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. We have 17 million college-educated Americans, some with doctoral degrees, working in jobs like parking attendants, burger flippers, things that don't need a college degree, and they're still on the hook for those student loans. Go back and study the realities of the Depression of the 1930s, and you'll see much the same thing. The reality is, I don't see that we ever actually got out of the economic after effects of the 2008 collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. Now, every once in a while, there's this organization, the American Society of Civil Engineers, and it issues a report card on American infrastructure, and they just issued their latest report card, and the United States gets a D+. Airports and roads are clogged. Bridges are reaching old age. Some of them are beginning to fail, large cracks appearing in load-bearing members. Dams are becoming more hazardous across the United States. Just ask anybody downstream from Oroville. And this deteriorating infrastructure is impeding our ability to economically compete in the thriving global economy. If the rail systems aren't running efficiently, raw materials and finished products can't reach their destinations in time. Somebody put up a video on YouTube, I think it was about a month ago, and it was just a camcorder set up in the cab of one of these semi-tractor trailer rigs driving down a major highway trying to deliver something to somewhere else, and just the holes in the pavement were obvious. You could hear the truck just shaking and bouncing from the deteriorated roads it was driving over. FedEx is saying that the roads are so bad in the United States, they're actually going through tires twice as quickly as their original economic models predicted. And a lot of delivery companies are actually having to tell their drivers to slow down to reduce the possibility of damage to wheels and the vehicles themselves. Here in Hawaii, we have, according to the National Department of Transportation, the worst roads of any state in the United States of America. They are so bad, somebody over at UH actually worked it out, that on average, Hawaiian drivers will spend $700 a year repairing damage caused by driving over these very, very poor roads. And I remember one time when we were in our last Honda, we hit a pothole that was so deep, it actually tore the muffler off the underside of the car. I remember one other time driving down the H1 into Honolulu, and apparently one of the tension rods in the bridge had snapped and literally ripped open a hole in the concrete above it, and the bar was just pointing up in the air and dangling around. I mean, the problems with our light rail system are already legend. It's years behind schedule, billions over budget. To their credit, the city council has rejected an increase on the rail tax on us all to pay for it all. Now they've discovered that the shock pads for the first 11 miles of the track are all going to have to be replaced, and they're going to have to replace all the rail cars they'd bought, because it turned out these four aluminum structural beams which form the frame are defective. And it's cheaper to just buy a brand new car than to try and take these cars apart, replace the beams, and put them all back together again. I mean, it's completely, completely mismanaged here. Now, getting on back to the American Society of Civil Engineers, they are estimating that to get America's infrastructure back up to just a level of B, not the best in the world, but at least good enough where our roads and bridges and rails are at least safe and our dams are not in danger of collapsing from a little rain, they're estimating it's going to take $4.5 trillion. Gee, what a shame the Pentagon lost $6 trillion. We could really use that money right now. It's almost like the Pentagon declared war on us. They took our $6 trillion and they just misplaced it, so we couldn't improve our roads and infrastructure. Now then, U.S. debt is actually starting to go down. It's decreased by more than $60 billion since Trump took office. You're not going to see that on the corporate media. They want everybody to think that Trump is a disaster for the economy. It's an absolute, absolute disaster. And it's all Trump's fault. No, it isn't. It's like the Depression of the 1930s. Everybody likes to blame Herbert Hoover for the Depression of the 1930s, but Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him. And I actually feel a great deal of sympathy for Donald Trump, because he's going to have an economic disaster during his administration, not of his making. And we have to keep remembering that. Now, down in Arizona, that sound money bill is moving one step closer to law. It's now out of committee. And it will make silver and gold legal tender parallel to the paper Federal Reserve note. The only difference, you don't pay interest to the Federal Reserve when you're using silver and gold coins. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the economic news, I was just looking on the Fox Crawl, and they had this little warning out there. Bill Clinton warns against rising nationalism in U.S. and Europe. Oh, how dare people want to have nations. What's wrong with them? We dream of a single global government. I'll tell you what you all need to keep in mind here. Look at the people who are pushing for a global government. Understand they want to be in charge of it, and then look how they have been treating the people under them their entire careers. That's where globalism is going to fail, is we know who wants to be running that global government, and they have been doing a really cruddy job just running a nation or a state. And they want to run the entire planet. I guess Bill Clinton just wants to be able to chase other women in every country on earth without showing a passport. All right, getting back to the economic news. Sean Spicer is confirming Donald Trump is going to bring back Glass-Steagall. Shook up the stock market a little bit. It has to be brought back for reasons we elucidated on yesterday. That's something I definitely agree with Trump about. Now, Marine Le Pen is saying that if she wins the presidency of France, France will drop the euro and go back to the franc. Earlier, they were talking about having the franc in parallel with the euro. Le Pen has just upped the ante and saying that France will just drop the euro. That's it. They don't need to be debt slaves to yet another private central bank sitting on top of all the other private central banks all over Europe right now. So the European Union experiment is falling apart, and still they will not quit. They're so close to their dream of a global government, they can't let go. They're obsessed. They're infatuated. Now, freshman member of Congress, Roger Marshall, he's an obstetrician, and I was kind of assuming that, like Dr. Ron Paul, his having been a doctor would give him some common sense going into politics, and apparently not. Because he basically was talking about changes to Obamacare, and he was saying it couldn't be structured to benefit those with low incomes because poor people just don't want health care. They're not going to take care of themselves. Well, that triggered a huge, huge backlash, and he's been forced to publicly apologize, and now he's going to hold listening tours around Kansas, where he's going to go around to various venues and let the people of Kansas scream at him that he's a moron. Now, by the way, there are a lot of people who do not take care of themselves in the conventional sense of getting an annual checkup and getting all the vaccinations and so forth and so on because of the current problems with our Orthodox medical establishment. And it's a choice based not on poverty. Well, in part, we can't afford medical care these days anyway. But also because a lot of what is being sold to us, we can't trust it any longer. And we shouldn't trust it. Now, up in Germany, their Alternative for Germany party has pledged that if they can gain power in the upcoming elections, they will promise to have a negative outflow of 200,000 migrants every year. In other words, however many new migrants come on in, let's say 20, they're pledging that 200,020 will be encouraged to leave. And they're actually getting a lot of attention from the people of Germany who have just had it up to their schnitzels in refugees and rape and Angela Merkel. Now, I'm hoping that when Marine Le Pen wins the presidency of France, she's going to roll back some of this ridiculous tyranny that has emerged in France with all these laws saying you can't say bad things about this, you can't say bad things about that. Apparently, a mayor of a French town was making a comment about how the schools there were being flooded with Muslim children and the ethnic French population is being replaced. And he's been hit with an 1,800 euro fine for saying what everybody can see. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we continue with the immigration stuff, a little bit of a breaking story here. We were talking about how the New York Slimes had leapt to Obama's defense, saying that there was no bugging. It was ridiculous. Trump has absolutely no proof that his campaign was being bugged, and was embarrassed by the fact that back on January 20th, they had run an article by the exact same writer basically saying that Trump's people had been wiretapped. Well, somebody just spotted that on the website version of that story, obviously they can't go out and change the paper copies if those are still around, but on the website version, they just changed the story. They took out the word wiretapped and simply said intercepted. Winston Smith, white courtesy phone. Yeah, okay. We're there, 1984. It got here a little late, but it's here. Getting on back to the immigration situation, a story out of news.com in Australia. Basically, Cologne is every day. Europe is in the middle of a rape epidemic. And remember, we had that story earlier in the week where Norway was out there saying our rape rates are actually in decline, only to have people check with the actual crime statistics and find out that, yes, in point of fact, rape is definitely on the rise there in Norway. And by the way, it's not racist to say there are rapes going on. All these politicians, they're all caught up in this dream of this one world government. They all think there's a big future for them inside the bureaucracy of the single global government. And when you look at what a mashup they have made of Europe is another reason we should not allow this globalism to go one single step further. Apparently, a Kosovan went on a rampage with an axe in Dusseldorf's railway station. And then just a couple of hours later, an 80-year-old man was attacked with a machete. So how's that multiculturalism thing working out for you over there? Now, here in the United States, up in Vermont, and I got to tell you, Vermont is a state that I think would rank number one on the common sense index. They don't really have a lot of time for nonsense up there at all. And the people of Rutland, Vermont, just voted out their five-term mayor by 52% to 34% because of his support for Obama's refugees and bringing them into their town of Rutland, Vermont. Somebody needs to remind politicians, the will of the people is the law of the land. Them's the rules. And if you don't want to play by the rules, have the decency to resign and go into some other line of work, such as snake oil sales. Now, apparently at the Grand Rapids Christian High School in Michigan, there were four high school students were having a demonstration in support of Donald Trump's immigration policies. And back on the 3rd, they had signs that said, build the wall, and Trump, in front of a banner that read, immigrants are a blessing, not a burden, that had been put up there by, apparently, one of the teachers. And these four students have been suspended for exercising their right to freedom of speech. What kind of a lesson is our school system trying to teach our kids? Yes, you have freedom of speech. But for heaven's sakes, don't actually use it, or bad things will happen to you. I'll tell you something that we need to do to our educational system right now, and that is make it a rule that teachers are not allowed to bring politics into the educational environment. In fact, now that I think about it, when I was teaching remedial math back in Southern California for 1 year, that was the rule. You were not allowed to talk about politics to your classes or anywhere on campus where the students could hear. We should bring that one back. Now then, Senators Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, and Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, and a bipartisan group of 29 other senators are calling for more foreign workers to replace blue-collar Americans. They're calling on the Department of Homeland Security to maximize the use of blue-collar outsourcing visas so U.S. companies can import more foreign workers instead of recruiting, training, and paying unskilled U.S. workers. Once again, that's Tom Tillis and Mark Warner are leading this. Now, Ann Coulter, the lady who told you that a little radiation is actually good for you following the meltdown of those GE reactors at Fukushima, is out there saying more examples of Trump's dangerous agenda. Now Samsung plans to spend $300,000 shifting jobs from Mexico to the United States. This madness must be stopped. Earlier on Fox News, there was somebody out there saying, well, you know, if we raise that minimum wage, it's only going to incentivize automation. And yes, it might. until those corporations start realizing that the state of the art in automation and software and computer technology in the United States is not very good. And I have seen a lot of companies that attempted to automate and wound up spending far more money just repairing and maintaining the robots than hiring a human individual. And there's one other thing that they ought to be thinking about. Every new piece of computerized equipment brought into your place of business is another vector for the CIA to spy on you or even sabotage you. And the CIA, well, we know they sabotage things all over the world for economic reasons. Back during the 1980s, there was a big thing going on where American banks were being used as tools of U.S. foreign policy. They'd go down to these countries in South America, and they would issue them these really big loans. And then the CIA would go into those countries and sabotage economic assets, throw pests on crops, sabotage factories so those countries could never pay those loans back to keep them debt slaves to the American banks. And by the way, there's a movie, The Good Shepherd, and it's a sort of a dramatization of the history of the CIA. It's a very well-made movie, and a lot of it is based on historical fact. And this crop sabotage is in there as well, where they found these insects that eat coffee. And they literally bombed the coffee fields of this country with these insects. So, yeah, economic sabotage can happen. If you're running a business that competes with a business owned by somebody in the CIA, they're going to find a way to wreck you. When CIA approached me at CBS Television City early in my career, they wanted me to sabotage the scoreboard system for a game show so that another game show that was being produced by a CIA asset would get the time slot. And I said no, and I walked. And 2 weeks later, I was working at a Christian broadcasting station in Orange County. That's how they play. Every new piece of automation brought into your place of business can be turned into a weapon against you and your business. If you're competing against a business that's run by somebody in the CIA, and the CIA has a lot of contacts, a lot of networks, it's huge. If you go back and you read Terry Reid's book, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, Reid admits one of the reasons he stayed tangled up with all this intelligence stuff was that it opened up all these business opportunities for him. All these people who had been with the CIA, and they were sort of semi-retired, but they were still part of the network, but they were out there running businesses. And they made deals with each other because they were inside the clique. That's another reason not to automate. Now, getting over to the Brexit, as you know, the EU is trying to extort a ransom of £50 billion to allow Great Britain to leave. And that's what it is. It's a ransom. You know, pay us the ransom, we'll give you your country back. And Nigel Farage is out there on the warpath saying, we have paid enough. And they have. Between Great Britain and Germany, they have borne the brunt of propping up the rest of the EU that has been driven down to the point of economic collapse by the predations of the European Central Bank. And that's one of the reasons why they want out. Huge amounts of wealth are flowing out of Great Britain, and all they're getting back for it are a lot of meddling regulatory orders on how they're supposed to conduct their business. And it is ridiculous. Farage is saying, you can whistle for that money. Theresa May is out there saying, no, we didn't vote for this. The Brexit vote was about leaving. There was nothing in there about we're going to have to pay our way out of the EU. And that's what the EU is trying to do. Hold Great Britain to ransom. If you will pay us all this money, we will free you. Now, here's an interesting story. Remember the other day we were talking about how the EU was saying it's time to get tough with Poland. Poland's getting too nationalistic. They're getting too big for our britches. They're straining at the leashes. We've got to pull them back. Well, apparently, Polish Foreign Minister Witold, and I'm going to butcher this name already, Waszkowski, and there's a bunch of letters in there I didn't even try and pronounce, is basically indicated Poland is ready for constructive cooperation with Russia and is taking steps in this direction. Which means that if they follow the Ukraine pattern, there will now be a color revolution in Poland, the elected government will be kicked out, and a junta put in that will drag Poland back more firmly into the clutches of the European Union. But these other nations around the world are looking at Western and Russia's looking very attractive. Brussels is now issuing desperate pleas to the Balkan states for them to join the EU. Because more and more of the Balkan states are saying, you know, Russia's looking pretty good. We think we want to go over there. No, you can't go with them. They're evil Russians. They've hacked the U.S. elections. They steal socks out of your dryer. They tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting. They're terrible people. You want to be embraced by our private central banks. Anybody looking at what's going on in the EU right now has to understand it's a raw deal. It's not just national suicide in terms of loss of your sovereignty. It's economic suicide. Brussels is just this huge sucking sound, sucking wealth out of the rest of the EU. And when there's no more money, they go on in and they just start helping themselves to national assets. Gee, that Parthenon would look good in front of one of Sheldon Adelson's casinos, wouldn't it? Now, turning over here to the United States of America, everybody's looking at Chicago and its incredible crime wave, its incredible amount of homicides in what is touted by the gun grabbers as a showcase, a model of gun control in the United States of America. Well, now it's turning on out that the gangs in Chicago's South Side, which is the worst part of the town, are somehow able to target railroad freight cars filled with guns on their way to gun companies and gun stores. How do they know? Is somebody leaking the information about the cargoes to the gangs? Have the gangs hacked into the railroad computers to look at the shipping manifests? There's a missing part of this story. How do the gangs know which railroad cars have these guns? It's not like somebody slaps a sticker on the outside of the railroad car. Here are the guns. I've seen a lot of trains in my life. I've never seen a railroad boxcar that had a label on the outside what it was. There'd be a company name. Now, PC, political correctness, is really, I think, reached the stage of becoming a caricature of itself. And it's becoming more and more ridiculous. Feminist loudmouth Caitlin Moran is now out there saying that girls shouldn't read any books written by males. And she named J.D. Salinger, William Faulkner, Raymond Chandler, Ernest Hemingway, and Philip Roth as male writers that should be ignored by all right-thinking feminist women. And I'm assuming Caitlin is also including evil male writers like Mark Twain, Shakespeare, Aristotle, Plato, Einstein, Stephen Hawking, and the guys who whipped up the Bible. If they're still pounding on this separate men and women, turn them against each other this hard, it, to me, is a signal Hillary isn't done. She's trying to find some way to come back. All right, getting on to the health and science news, this is kind of interesting. Over 1,800 retired professional football players are suing the National Football League for plying them with powerful painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs, which eventually led to long-term organ failure. Basically, the NFL doctors were treating these players like racehorses. Get them juiced up for the race, and it doesn't matter what happens to them down the road because we're going to send them to the glue factory. And they're suing the NFL in federal court. And they're suing 32 teams and their medical staffs for basically giving them drugs to enhance their performance within the legal limits, but at the expense of long-term medical consequences. I hope they win the lawsuit. I hope they win that lawsuit. And by the way, maybe there's one area that should be automated. Football. Let's have it played by robots. That'll be interesting. Do you remember the TV show BattleBots? It came out of, it was inspired by some of these science fiction movies. And they actually had real working robots there. And by the way, Real Steel, boy, what a wonderful movie. Just a feel-good movie there. All right, we're coming up here on another break. By the way, bad news for bald men. Hair loss drugs cause erectile dysfunction that lasts for years, and even Viagra can't turn that around. So you may have to make a choice. Fluffy up here or down there. It's up to you. We're going to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
PatriotRepair.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire for some clarification. Before we get back to the science and health news, one of the listeners just sent me in this other story apparently in response to this feminist saying that girls should not be allowed to read any books written by men. So there's this other feminist writer, Ebba Witt-Brattström, over in Sweden, and she recently came in second in Sweden's Woman of the Year 2017, and she's now out there openly advocating getting rid of all men on Swedish television. There should be no men allowed working on or being on Swedish television. It should be all women all the time. She ought to be over on Fox News, where, you know, blondes in tight-fitting clothes is sort of the standard image over there. But, you know, you don't cure discrimination by discriminating. You don't cure racism by racism, by being racist in reverse. And at this point, the feminists, politically correct liberals, have reached a point where they're having to get more and more extreme in their statements just to get the media attention, to try and stay relevant. But at the same time, the more extreme they get, the more irrelevant they seem. Anybody understands that literature is literature regardless of the gender of the person who wrote it, and there is much out there that women should be exposed to. Boy, do you remember back when women were not allowed to read these books? And they screaming, oh, the suffragettes were out there saying women should have access to these books. And now women have access to these books, and the feminists are saying, no, no, women shouldn't read these books written by these men. There's no pleasing these people, is there? No way of making them happy. I wish they would shut up and just go away. All righty. Apparently, over in Minnesota, their schools are now starting to quietly ban unvaccinated children from classrooms because, after all, we have to all loyally support our big pharmaceutical corporations by pumping our kids full of all these drugs. Now, there's a doctor out there, Paul Offit, who literally came on out. This is in Natural News. Came on out and said, you can safely administer 10,000 vaccines to infants at one time and it couldn't possibly hurt them. It's going to puff them up a lot. 10,000 vaccines, then they'll explode. I'm sure the vaccines themselves are going to be safe. I'm really not sure about the kid. And the fact that this Dr. Offit holds his own patent for the Rotatec vaccine should not be construed to imply that he may have a bias. But I'll be a lot more convinced by him if he allows himself to have 10,000 vaccines pumped into him all at one moment. And if he emerges from that completely unscathed, then maybe. Now, not too long ago, Natural News issued a report on vaccine contents that included the claim monkey kidney cells are being injected into humans through vaccines. And, of course, the corporate media went ballistic saying, this is nonsense. Natural News is fake news. Couldn't possibly ever happen. The CDC just came on out and confirmed everything that Natural News said is 100% correct. They're pumping African green monkey kidney cells into you in vaccines. And the African green monkey was supposedly the origin of the AIDS virus. We'll be right back.
Time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state
director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.